The Comedy Store would like you to know that the views and opinions expressed on this podcast are strictly those of the speakers or authors and do not necessarily reflect or represent the views and opinions held by the Comedy Store and its affiliates.
Mr. Media, I just had a charmed fucking life.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast, we're here with Earl Skakel, as Brian calls him Skankle. Yeah. I don't say that. I have respect.
Know me for 15 years. Call me Skankle. We did the LA Comedy Awards together. We won awards.
Awards. We're interviewing the great Brian Holtzman, who's back from
Hello.
I'm European. Thank
you. It's been a while since I've been down here in the podcast studio.
Right. You were on a European tour. Was that what happened?
Oh, yes. Remember that TV show with David Carradine, Kung Fu?
No.
Where he went around to all the different towns and solving problems? That's what I did in Europe. I
Grasshopper.
Solved problems.
Grasshopper.
Right. You don't remember Kung Fu?
Maybe.
It's on
I remember the name.
I don't know why they don't rerun that one. That was something.
Kung Fu was
good?
That
was the name of it. And every day, next day in school, everybody would be Kung Fu and each other.
And then I don't remember. Yeah.
That's the guy who died jacking off in the closet.
Yes, that's it. That's why I know.
Well,
David
that's what
Carradine.
They say. In Thailand, a number of things could have caused his...
Wasn't he rubbing one out, too?
They said he was trying to get that way. You have experience with that.
Yeah.
When you...
it's autoerotic asphyxiation.
That's it. That's the word.
But I'm always afraid I'm going to go too far.
No, you can't go
far. You mean like Carradine?
No, Brody.
Carradine did the same thing.
That's what they say he did, but you can't trust anything the Thais say when people go off the window all the time and say, oh, we committed suicide. Yeah, right.
Brody was supposed to do my podcast the day he did it. He could have waited. The numbers would have been bigger if he waited.
Well, maybe it was your podcast, so you killed Brody? That's fucked
up. I've had five guests die.
By suicide?
Roddy Piper was supposed to be on my podcast the day he died.
Oh, my God.
My friend.
Earl, I think you're making it up. Who else?
No. I'm the legal diva, Loria Donna.
So this is a nice setup. This is the difference.
Yeah.
This different
they
setup.
Went all out with this wood.
Yeah. How about the curtain hanging behind you, or the tablecloth, rather?
Tommy
Does
would have hated
okay?
that color. Well, I mean, I don't like the color.
How you been, boss? Good
to
see you.
Who made a buck?
Gidley knows what time it is.
Gidley knows what's up. Look at him.
You know how much pussy this guy gets?
Lots of it.
I can smell it.
In his hair.
I saw him a couple weeks ago walk away with this slob like Carl Lewis out of the blocks.
come on, man.
He pounded her. I know her, too. She used to live across the street from me. She's a real loose cannon.
Nice. Meaning she talks or her vagina's loose?
Big jugs. You know who I'm talking about.
Ooh, yeah.
That's not your girlfriend, is it?
Earl likes a big tit.
Oh, yeah. But wait, who wouldn't?
I like a big tit. I don't
have
any.
You have great tits for your body type.
Earl, you always say this.
But it's true. You're skinny. You would look ridiculous.
Are you working tonight?
No.
Yeah, Friday.
Tomorrow night at 9 o'clock.
Friday and Saturday.
I mean, I'll take what Emily gets me. I'm happy. Like, I got no complaints. Mm-hmm. Be an older white dude in this business, you're fucked.
Was that right? Brian's an older white guy. Are you white? You have other stuff in you?
I'm a Portuguese.
That's close enough for Tommy to hate.
Did you take Portuguese because you were just there? You were in Portugal and you're like, now
I'm
Portuguese?
It was either Turkey or Greece. And then I always wanted to go to Portugal.
I can't believe you were there the same time my brother Billy was there.
Oh,
if you two would have hooked up.
Is that the one who likes me or doesn't like me?
Billy loves you.
Good, so we can talk about it next time
it
you get him on. Do a three-way
been...
with me.
Three-way, wow.
You know, when you call him again if you want. I want to
call him right now. I mean, we have the technology here.
Today's Friday. That means he drove down the shore.
Usually I call Schubert whenever I'm on a podcast.
Schubert's always up.
He will call somebody.
Schubert is headlining in 14 different places tonight.
Billy is probably up because he's down. They go to Wildwood and there's a lot of, everybody goes down the shore for the weekend.
Right.
But he may have worked all day. So tomorrow night he might be out late. Tonight he goes to bed a little early. But he would have got you in trouble over there.
You think
he would have fun with you.
We're in Portugal or Wildwood?
Either place. Hello. So how was your European? That's amazing. Where else did you go?
I flew from, I was on the East Coast.
Did you take United?
For a birthday function.
Coach, first class.
So I flew What did I fly?
You got to have a lot of miles.
JFK to Boston.
Okay.
I forget what.
And then over, he left from Boston too.
And then I went from Boston all the way to Lisbon, Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hung out there for 6 or 7 days. And then I took a train and 3 buses.
Nice.
Into Spain and then to the Rock of Gibraltar.
Ooh, the Rock.
I bet.
Oh, that was. I've always wanted to go there. I don't know why.
I wouldn't even know.
Bam! Isn't that a dice sound effect?
So, but wait, okay, so the Gibraltar.
The Rock of Gibraltar is part of UK.
About that. Yeah, I didn't know.
And I went up to that on the cable thing, and I had I filmed everything. I'm still uploading.
On YouTube?
Yeah, on my YouTube channel, okay. The Holzman Presentation. I think that's the name. I'm not even sure.
How's the YouTube channel going?
I have 2007.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
Oh, it's horrible compared to what some of these clowns have. It's horrible. It's embarrassing. It's like, I just do it for fun. I just do it for fun. When you have those kind of numbers, you know, you're not there to make any money. You're just trying to, you know, entertain yourself. 2,000. You guys are great by saying, oh, that's great. You see the numbers, even on Instagram, you see these comics, 59,000. How many do you have?
On Instagram?
Yeah. 82,000.
How many?
82,000.
You?
No.
How many do you have?
I don't know. 26?
I have
27, 30.
10,600.
See a guy doing comedy 3 weeks, he's got 118,000.
Oh, yeah. These young, these young fuckers know how to work.
Welcome to the business, bro.
Do you know what an algorithm is?
Dielectric.
Yeah, you got to do the right hashtag.
It's for, irritable bowel syndrome, isn't it?
Probiotics.
He blew his fucking head off. He blew his fucking head off. Just calm down and tell us what happened. Get her a cup of coffee, will you? Just tell us what. He blew his fucking head off. He blew his fucking head off. Just calm down, Bob. Get her another cup of coffee and a donut.
You have to calm down. Is the dog here tonight?
Rex. Sit down, Rex. Sit the fuck down, Rex.
Sorry, you have a dog?
Sorry.
How's
about
your
the
dog?
Yelling.
I split her with my ass.
I know all about it. I think it's great. The dog is such a valuable member of the family that you're both sharing custody of
100%.
This fucking dog, Rex.
Lois, she's the best.
Lois, she is. She's a good. Well, they're all good. Dogs are unbelievable. When I was dog catching down in Manhattan Beach,
dog catching.
I'd pick up a dog and have him in the kennel for 20 minutes, and that dog acted like he's known me for 30 years.
And would you fall in love with them?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I love
them. I like a Westie. That's a great breed. Westies.
What's a Westie?
It's a small white dog.
That's racism, but I like it.
No, Lois does not like certain members of society.
Oh, she'll let you know. Yeah, she's got that look.
I didn't even raise her that way.
Red Band's got 2 little dogs. You saw them. You met them.
Yeah,
oh,
Fifi,
those little tiny things.
They're like Chewbacca.
Schwatzquans, whatever that was.
Shih-Zitu?
Shih-Zitu, that's it.
They are little.
But they got bad dental problems. A lot of times they get the teeth in there, and then they look like special needs dogs.
Wow. Do they have special needs dogs?
I'm sure. Can you see them on the TV? They got them. They got a bad leg. They put them on a wheelie in the back.
I'm about to adopt one.
Gee, do you have a kind of time for that?
That's special needs. That's a dog that was like beaten or chewed up by another dog.
But they do have dogs with like
Down syndrome.
Well, I wasn't the best animal control officer.
You know, they miss in a leg.
I needed a good job. You know my act. I needed a job.
Your act is great.
So the Weather Girl.
I can relax.
I haven't heard the Weather Girl.
The Weather Girl.
Can you do it right now?
Did you do the Weather Girl for your...
No.
No? Oh, that's good.
Every time I watch the weather...
Save that, Jim.
Yeah, that's a good one. I mean, everybody sees those girls. We send pictures back and forth, Earl and I. When, you know, it's just like, are you going to give us the weather? Are you just... Is it soft porn? What are you doing? Just show us the tits. Pull that damn halter top down. Pull up your skirt. Show us the man in the boat. Who cares about the weather? Show us your hole. Show us your hole, bitch. Show us. It makes you feel like the
Inland Empire. You don't want to know what the wind's like.
Exactly. Who cares?
Who's Palm Springs going to be like? Who cares?
One time in the OR, I had to follow him, and he's up there, and he's going, show me where the shit rolls out.
Well, what do you think of the male? Channel 9 has a gay dude, Henry DiCarlo.
Well, we have a couple gay dudes.
They're all a little bit, I think.
In Philadelphia, but I mean a gay, we have a couple. Man. Yeah, gay.
Like, what do you think?
Yeah.
Like, do you want him to show you the hole?
Ooh, show him where the shit rolls out.
I don't think I would.
Wow. Okay, so far, racism, homophobia, we've covered most of it.
We've got to, let's check
the
all the
HR
boxes.
The HR department will be down within the hour.
Remember Jackie Johnson on Channel 9? Those big
Yeah, what happened to her? See that big diamond ring she had?
Probably
yeah.
married like Eric Dickerson or
whoa,
something.
Whoa. That's my favorite.
So I went to the,
I love Eric Dickerson.
I went to the I'm so glad to see you.
Likewise,
you're one
dude.
Of my favorites.
You keep it real.
Well, I don't know how to do it any other way.
I mean, the last time I saw you, I did your podcast.
I don't know. It's known me since I started here.
Yeah.
I did your podcast with those three bimbos.
What bimbos?
Jesus Christ. The porn star and her two friends. Talking
oh,
about
yeah. Pearl, he brought a porn star. Like, bona fide porn star. Oh,
this is what you do. You bring porn stars onto podcasts.
Well, they
what
have followings. And she...
They have followings from guys that are jerking off. That's not a real following.
A listen's a listen.
I mean, what do you
Nobody
call it?
Listen, hey, as soon as they ejaculate,
is a subscriber. Yeah. Come on, what are you talking
they don't
about?
Subscribe.
I don't care if they watch the show as long as they subscribe.
As soon as they ejaculate, they turn it off.
That's fine with me. It goes down as a listen.
Yeah, they got it down to a science.
It's dirty screen, but goes
What's
down.
What's your age group?
Would you go above 18?
Whoa!
I know some of my comedy comrades in this building don't subscribe to that theory.
Oh wow!
Unbelievable.
Only in this building.
Hey Earl, I dated your ex before. Well, I dated her when she was 19, and you dated her 3 years ago. That would make her 16. Hmm.
But her father said it was okay.
Oh, well, that's all good then.
I dated guys when I was that age that were older. Should I have pressed charges?
I believe...
I got a lot of charges
Well,
to press.
Then start filing. I got a guy who will help you.
Oh, I bet.
Let's roast.
So I went to the top of the Rock of Gibraltar, and then I went
That's
back.
That's incredible.
I only
know it from the commercial. Get a piece of the rock.
And then I went down back into Spain, because that's part of UK. I couldn't wait to get out of there.
Spain?
UK.
Oh,
you
yeah,
didn't
yeah.
Like the UK?
I wouldn't.
Not that little area. It's just the UK. I said, I don't want to, you know. I've never been to the UK, really. But there's something about it.
I'm with you on that.
Have you been there?
No, I wouldn't. I'm Irish. We're not allowed in there.
Very white.
It's uncomfortably white.
I'd like to live there one day.
And so, no, you love.
I don't know.
Beverly
I'm on
Hills.
Beverly Hills. That's where I wanna be. Living in Beverly Hills.
Beverly. Oh man!
Every time he plays that,
let's get the lyrics up for
yeah,
Ryan.
Yeah, we were a little off on the lyrics.
Every time I hear that on the radio in the vehicle, I blast it into his machine.
Yeah.
I love his machine message,
so
too. It says, if I like you,
oh, yeah.
I'll call you back.
Yeah. And I'm all excited.
I would call you back.
That's like Joey Diaz. His message was, if it ain't about money, I'm not going to talk to you. Better be about money or I'm not going to talk to you. Mother bitch. Remember that message?
By the way, anybody listening that has headphones on just shit their pants. So it's amazing.
Gidley
not
will
you,
adjust
Tony.
The volume.
I'm talking about
Beverly Hills. Sweat, I wanna be
Living in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, you love it here. You love it more than
who wouldn't?
You just love it here. Tim Dillon loves it here too. He had a big skating report about Austin. Did you ever?
Oh, that was so.
Oh, it was right on. It was right. Every major city in America or the world has great restaurants.
Right.
No one city can say, oh, we have the greatest restaurants. There's great restaurants everywhere.
You can always find.
Shit.
If you're in a real city. But didn't he say there's two good restaurants and the rest of them are all trucks?
Yeah. Rogan's
and
house.
Yeah, they're like trailers. Like
yeah, yeah,
the things
yeah.
I live in.
Yeah, oh.
Unless so, you're eating at Rogan's compound, there's no good restaurants in Austin.
What do you mean?
The homeless.
Oh, unless you're eating. No, but I mean,
out of control.
It's though. Cute. It's like you could get donuts at like 3 a.m. or a pizza at this little truck. Okay. Who cares?
I tried a grilled cheese once near the creek in the cave, and it was just bullshit. It was all bread, this much bread.
That's at the homeless center right there. Great place to open
up. Oh, yeah, yeah. Creek and Cave, right across the street from
there. What is this, The Wire?
It was the shoot him in the, shoot me up Avenue and C. It was terrible.
A great place to open up a
open
club.
Open Creek and
we
Cave.
We went to a nice dinner in Austin.
Oh. And you know what I had tonight for dinner? With
he,
my
he ordered the biggest thing I've ever seen
fish
in my life.
Lips.
You know Lucy Lou's, Texas Louie's, Lucy
Cassie
Lucy, Texas,
Dang?
Over
She's
there.
Upstairs.
Palos Verdes. You know what I had today? Thank you to Eleanor. We were working in Reno, Nevada, and I had never heard of an Arnold Palmer. Have you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you?
It's like, what is it, lemonade and...
Iced tea.
Yeah.
Simple. He thought
said,
it was alcohol.
Notice. I said, the rainbow didn't have lemonade.
rainbow.
You wouldn't get a lemonade at the fucking rainbow.
You could.
Oh, shit. Shit, no. Shit, no. no. Oh, lemonade? No, but you can get a bump. Instant personality. Tomorrow we're going to go camping up in Great Bear. No, you're not. You're going to be fucking hiding in the bottom of the shower stall, shaking like
you
a leaf.
You remember Steve Pearl's bit? Cocaine, using tomorrow's energy today.
oh, he hates me. Hates
Anne
me.
Frank,
oh,
Anne Frank.
Why?
He did that dyslexic Anne Frank.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hitler.
Anne Frank, come on down, bitch.
That was some diary, huh? That must have been some diary, because you can't stop hearing diary. About that damn Anne Frank. Every 5 minutes, it's Anne Frank this, Anne Frank that.
All
they're
right.
doing a movie. They're doing this. They're doing a play. Anyway.
Let's make this a drinking game every time we hit a horrible political point.
I think Anne Frank was managed by Dante.
Wow.
oh, you're on him, too.
Golden artist.
You know, he won America's Most Funny once.
Yeah,
back
30
in
years
did
ago.
Did he win it? Or
yeah,
was
he won like $10,000.
Well, he's also suing Skechers, which he spelled the wrong way, for taking one
Skechers
of his shoes
headquarters
off.
Is in Manhattan Beach. Yeah. Why is he suing them?
Because he says they stole
his... He designed the shoe for them.
Yeah, most managers have the time to... sue Skechers. You think some of them three arts is like, oh, I'm going to sue Skechers.
Yeah, I think they are.
so,
right
these
now,
cameras,
Rope
you got
Burgess.
The lens cap on over here. You know you got the lens cap on? the lens caps is on this one, and this one is off. So, who's working the... So
we got
that,
Tony, who used to run the kitchen. Now you made him come in here to look.
I just want
to
make sure you're making
you
sure,
sure
everything's fine.
Don't
all right.
let him
Dude,
put his
got,
face
sorry about
in
that,
there.
Boss.
He knows what he's doing.
He's got a couple just, broads lined up. Don't make him nervous.
He's trying to get... He had to remove that woman's face from his groin before he came in here. so then I got off the Rock of Gibraltar, and I went to back into Spain.
Okay.
And then I took
Did you like Spain?
Oh, I love it!
Beautiful, right?
So then I took the ferry... through the Gibraltar Straits to Morocco.
Beautiful.
Tangier.
Wow.
You would love it.
The whores.
Whoa.
a lot of whores.
All right,
there.
A lot of whores.
Tangier. And I was only watching those children.
Oh, my God. Wait
I'm
a minute.
Sorry. Hold on a second.
No, really.
I can't
I'm opening
be a part
up a daycare center in Tangier. It's all on the level. I got all the paperwork.
How old are the kids?
Some of them are just born.
Well, get them into roast battle.
What are you going to do with your hotel in Thailand?
Oh, my God. I got doorknobs I got to fix. I got towel racks that are coming off. I got shower stalls that need repairing. So then I took the ferry to Tangier. Then from Tangier, I'll make this quick.
No.
Tangier, I went
to.
Took a train to Casablanca.
Ooh.
Really?
Damn. Sort of. It's all on my YouTube channel, Brian. I don't know what the name of it. I think
Just
it's the Holtzman presentation.
Holtzman.
Yeah, but everything comes up that you don't put up.
Dead air.
All the garbage that. No, not that. That's okay.
That'll come up if you put your name.
If you put your name, your YouTube should come up. Even if it comes up in the middle of it, it comes up.
And then I went to Marrakesh after that.
I never even heard of that.
Where's
one.
Where's that?
Marrakesh. The song Marrakesh.
Marrakesh, that's
we
where
we only stop for the best.
That's how it goes. Who sings that?
I got to tell you about a concert I went to. I went to a concert with that idiot friend of mine over there.
Peter, he's out of control.
And it was the worst. It was Dead and Company at Dodger
Wilson?
Stadium.
Earl
okay.
always says
lousiest concert. You never come out of a concert and say, oh, that sucked. It sucked.
What concert?
Well, it's like two
the
original
Dead
members
Company.
Of the Grateful Dead.
Oh,
like guys
okay.
holding on to
it. It was like they purposely played all shitty songs. No, they're good musicians and all. The guy from Disney's very good. I mean, he's got to make a living.
Oh, Mayer.
Yeah,
John Mayer.
He either plays
he
music, makes some money,
Mayer,
or he washes
right.
cars, you know.
Yeah. I had to watch him do comedy one night here. Eek.
Oh, he's doing comedy too?
I
don't know.
Who the
was.
Fuck isn't doing comedy?
Whoa,
Who the fuck isn't doing comedy?
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Sorry about that.
Well, he asked me how it was.
You got volume controls, don't you?
I don't think so. Not anymore.
You got volume controls? Use your fucking volume controls, man.
He's not even watching us.
Don't fuck with me, man. Don't fuck. I feel like you're fucking with me, man.
He's jerking off.
He's
back
probably
there.
On,
freecams.com.
That's where I want to be.
So you went to this. John Mayer asked you specifically, what did you think of my stand-up?
Yeah, he said, Earl, what did you think of my stand-up? And I'm like, how would you feel if I interrupted your concert and played guitar like shit? Nice guy. I mean,
what do you mean? He bumped you?
No.
I got bumped one night from Rocky from Below Deck. What a great business this is in. She gets up there and goes, I don't know what to do up here. Great.
Who is this?
Rocky from Below Deck. She's like a reality star.
No, I never heard
someone
of any.
Someone very important wanted her to get up here. So this is the way the game's played. Right. She got off on time.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Whose watch was this under, Adam?
Well, it is kind of fun. Of everybody wants Adam's. To. Everybody wants to.
Adam didn't know it was happening.
Get
no,
that feeling.
No, it was someone very high up. Wanted
got
this
it, for, got it, got
very,
it.
Very, with a dog and all.
Right.
Welcome to Hollywood, Earl.
Oh, I remember this.
Yeah.
I just didn't know the show, but did I you, remember this.
She was very nice.
She would have been a very cute newscaster.
She would have been a great waitress here, just getting pounded in the 2014
sure, in
era.
The kitchen.
She would have been a great prostitute. How was the show at the Improv with Louis C.K.?
I messed up. It was a different night. It was the night before.
Okay.
I wanted to go see Louis had...
Louis C.K.
Louis C.K. was at the Improv.
Right.
But his choice of openers were interesting, and I wanted
Dane
to
Cook,
go see...
Right?
No.
No, I saw the lineup. Dane Cook was bringing him
oh,
up
no, no.
on one of those
That's
nights.
On the long one. There right. was one where he was headlining. There was only two comics on before.
And who were they? I'm not trying to like get you.
The one I was interested in seeing was Lori Kilmartin.
Yeah, I thought that was
because Lori was
hardcore.
Very vocal, yeah. and she was like, you know, she's a strong comic.
Oh, I love her.
So, same. So I was like, I want to see this.
So why
like,
didn't she get picked up here?
I don't know. I don't know if it's like she was maybe when Mitzi was here, Mitzi passed over or she was living in New York. She's also worked on Conan for years and she's like an excellent writer. So sometimes you just do the road. Do you know what I mean? Like you don't necessarily work out as much. And then I met her when I first started and I've done a million shows with her.
Oh, she's amazing.
Yeah.
Good person. Great comic.
The special she did about her dad was
the
just
dead, yeah, the
unbelievable, dead. Hysterical. I couldn't believe it. She's literally going through the worst time in her life and made it the funniest thing I've ever seen.
It was an odd pairing. It's like putting Kiss with like a good band.
Exactly.
Like,
you're like, whoa, wait. So I wanted to see how it was or, you know, yeah. how she handled it, if you will. Anyway, why did you get quiet?
Next time she does perform someplace like that, tell
you
me and
see,
I'll go with
she's
you.
She's really funny.
I'll go with
yeah.
you
yeah.
because I know her from up in the Bay Area.
I bet
okay,
you do.
And she does Tammy Joe shows a lot. So Tammy
that's
Joe,
a selling point.
What? Shut up. The belly room shows or main
I
room
love
shows,
Tammy.
They're great. It's whatever. So I'm always on there with her. If I have to follow her, I'm always like fuck. But she's great.
Tammy was a legend in the Comedy Store softball team. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
She walked 21 straight batters, and Richie was about to hit her in the head with a bat.
Remember she got whacked in the leg with the fucking yeah. ball?
How come nobody ever asked me to be involved in that?
You should have been.
Ryan, you were probably catching
working,
a dog or
working.
Writing a ticket to
we
someone while yelling at Mike Ricca on the phone for no reason. Have you spoken to Mr. Ricca in a while? I was going to ask you, how is he?
No, I haven't.
I remember you were, or he told me you were on the phone with him, and you were about to give somebody a ticket, and the guy had a New York plate, and you go, "You're lucky I'm on the phone with a New Yorker," and you didn't give him a ticket. You're such a dick.
So then I took a flight from Marrakesh, Morocco,
Marrakesh,
to Barcelona.
Barcelona.
And that was outstanding. And then I went on the train a half an hour south and visited Irish
Francisco Ramos.
Julie Hennessy.
Oh.
From Maud Lane when growing up. She lives in Spain now.
Oh, wow.
And she moved to Spain from Ireland to get away from her friends. Isn't that something?
How big are the flapjacks?
Earl, be cool, Earl. Be cool.
I don't know this girl. I want to know what she looks like.
She's
Irish, and she grew up where? In Ireland or?
In
Long
New York.
In New York.
What does she look like?
She has two eyes and a nose and two ears. I mean, come on.
Hey, come on. All of a sudden, you can't describe her? What are the dimensions?
Oh, do you like her? Like, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
She's 80 years old.
Is she funny?
So is Dolly Parton. I fuck that. Dolly Parton's got some big yammers.
Hey, you know, the big comedy festival just started in
Edinburgh.
Oh, you're going to go do it?
No, because this is what I found out.
I thought it was pants if
I thought it was a comedy festival.
Oh.
It's a festival for every fucking... anybody and anything.
Anybody.
And I don't go there.
You have to like bark to get people to come to your shows. You have to what happened? Who is it?
They're shutting the door on us.
That guy just shut the door.
That's John. That's our producer.
That's Big John.
That's Sosis. You don't know Sosis?
Sosis runs the place.
Yeah. I mean, look at that hair. Look at that little cute little.
You don't like him.
Get him, Rex.
Hair.
Get him, Rex.
Rex, get him, Rex.
I don't know. He doesn't like you.
That's fine.
I can tell.
Have we met before?
A few times.
Look at his cute little hair like that. I love it.
You were shooting the doc here. We met a few times. It's okay.
Brian, he's our producer. How dare you? He's been doing it for a while.
I didn't do it.
The way you looked at him.
So I flew to Barcelona. I visited her. Came back.
Are you by yourself doing this?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
And are you meeting broads?
I'm doing what I need to do to survive.
So you're meeting broads. Hello.
And...
I would love to see you squirting. That must be an all-time.
And,
what? Squirting?
He seems like when he squirts.
What you say is this. You say, I'm available. My wife was killed in a ballooning accident over the weekend. And what you have to do is you have to hold a puppy when you say it. And you're sure to get in there.
And those girls really fall for it.
Oh,
especially
God.
In Barcelona.
The puppy is the sports
puppy. Where do you get the puppy from?
You just grab anybody's dog, you know. You just... So then I went to Paris. Get this. I went to Paris. I get to the Eiffel.
How was that like?
I get
those
to the Eiffel Tower.
Bitches.
Oh my God, you're right. I went to the Eiffel Tower and they can close it the elevator to the way top at any time. So when you're online, they stop they say it's closed.
So you're stuck up there.
No, you're not even up there yet. You can only go to the second story, second level.
Okay.
So but they have to let people go up to the top who already bought tickets for the top before they closed it.
Right.
So I said, forget this. I'm going to the top. So
I put
my glasses on and I had my ticket that was no good. And I started doing this and pretended I was a mute. And they say, no, you can't stick it right. And I just, you know, like they do on the television.
Mute or deaf?
She waved me through. She waved me fucking through.
Like they do on the television. You mean when... sign language?
Yeah.
Like at a concert when they
sign
have a girl.
Language,
so whenever, tell your listeners or anybody who's listening to this podcast.
If just you act deaf.
Act deaf, use sign language, and it works every time.
Really?
In any situation.
So they didn't know if you're French, English, you know, American. They didn't know nothing.
It would have been too much trouble to do anything but let me pass. So I went all the way up to the top. And then I went to... Switzerland.
Ooh.
Some hot girls.
And I saw
there.
Another Irish guy.
All right.
The Schubert. Son, oh. The son oh.
Of that
Julie,
lady.
Of Julie
wow.
Lives in Switzerland. And I went
well, they really left the United States. They were like, we're going to Europe and we're just going to.
They were living in Ireland for like 15 years. And then
wow.
He met this girl from Switzerland over there.
I bet he did.
And then they have a little daughter. So then from there, I went to
Germany.
Oh, so
she made a decision?
And then flew home.
Now she can make a decision on whose side she's on.
Maybe.
Nothing. All right.
How's the German tuna?
The what?
How's the German tuna?
Did you go over to Germany and see Lois Bromfield?
I went to Frankfurt. Is that where she lives
yeah,
now?
Yeah, she would have come and hung out with
she
you.
She just lives in Germany?
Yeah.
She likes
her and her wife.
You go to Holocaust, do some time.
Oh, that was weird.
I go to the one over here.
Right.
On Pico.
Beverly Hills.
That was the first Bringer show, you know, the Holocaust.
Beverly Hills.
Tammy Jo was, she booked the Holocaust. It's 6 million people. Hot crowd, get it? Hello.
They killed. That's terrible. You guys are awful.
So now they're having a big problem with the homeless. They want to
here in Los Angeles.
They want to put something on the ballot that the vacant hotel rooms,
yeah,
are going to be given to homeless people.
It's a good idea.
It's a horrendous idea. They already did that.
I think so too.
They already did that on the corner where I live, and it was a nice hotel. And it's right down by the Beverly Center, and now it's a shit house.
Oh, I know the.
Thank you. You don't have to say it, but yes, yes.
No, I don't know the name of the hotel, but I know where you're.
A real shit house now.
It's out of control.
Unbelievable what's over there, and that was a 5-star hotel.
I used to walk Lois down there, and then the Tent City. Thank you.
On my street, they got tents.
Thanks, Governor Newsom. Keep it coming.
You should see them partying, running back and forth when I come home late at night. They have all kinds of lights and TVs in their tents and everything. It's all working.
You had the Goodwill Center that they had to shut down.
Yeah, that's on Beverly. Yeah.
I didn't mean to.
That's okay.
Street where you like.
I feel sorry for the dogs.
Yeah.
You know, of all the people to own you, you got to be. You know, your owner is homeless.
Dante did have a good joke about that.
What did he say?
Dante, really? The same one?
Yeah. Okay. It's the only joke I've ever found funny.
What did he say?
Like,
the Wizard of Oz was
homeless
good.
Dogs. Like, they could have gotten there on their own. Like, well, the De Niro impression was pretty dope in 2002.
The Wizard of Oz was good. That was a good bit.
I got no beef with the guy.
He got passed on that bit.
Yeah, how did he get past?
Mitzi, she loved him, and he—you remember—he would do the impressions. He was funny.
Okay, no, I mean,
what year did you get on the scene?
Oh, I like this. Get some questions.
What year did I get past?
And what year did you
start comedy?
Coming to comedy.
I came here in 2000, and I saw Brody Stevens make an open micer cry. And then the second comic I saw was Scotty Baron.
Oh, wow.
Talking about fucking.
Oh, I remember Scotty.
What a difference with the cigar and the.
Yeah, Britney Spears. She fucked me in the ass.
And he never played the
Scotty
guitar.
Scotty Baron. And Peter Chin.
Yeah, no talking to
Chin,
the show.
Not Chin, but yes.
And who was the guy from.
I want Popped on Mitzi.
You know Pips in Brooklyn?
Sure.
Who was the guy with the tux? Seth was great.
I love
Seth.
He was a manager here for a little bit, and then he went on stage dressed as Jesus with the bloody hands, and Mitzi was like, okay.
Didn't he go in with on a
it's
tuxedo?
Not gonna work out. Yeah, he did all kinds of stuff.
Tuxedo, and then he did some. I liked him, but I think he took his own life.
He took his own life. He certainly did.
A lot of people will take their own life.
It's a good lineup.
If they think somebody's going to take it for them, before them.
Suicide Comics, it's a good lineup.
Jeez.
What, do you think they play their own room?
I just wish
in
they were
in heaven or wherever.
I just wish
in their
they,
way station.
There's a belly room in heaven.
Is there some suicide manual that you have to get naked? Why can't they keep their clothes on?
Are they all? What do you
How
mean?
How do you know?
I saw that movie, Officer and a Gentleman.
That's a great movie.
Well, he was in the shower. David Keith. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I met the little Cuban guy at Rob Schneider's wedding, and I started
That's
crying.
Funny, really?
Oh yeah.
That scene.
Oh,
no, I really did.
That's my favorite. Aren't we watching that? I know all
I love that
I don't
movie.
Need the Navy. I don't need anybody.
Remember the scene?
I got nowhere else
These
to
are
go.
Your mama-sons, Tiki and Maria.
At the end where he gives them all their wings and he finally says the little Mexican guy's name right.
Oh,
because he fucked
man.
Up. I forget what his name was in the movie, but
De La Serra.
And he would always call him like every name but that. And then when he goes, congratulations. Private De La Serra. I started losing it.
How about the first time I saw NYPD Blue and...
David Caruso.
Did you see David Caruso? He nailed it. He played the guy, you can't hit me, and he was a washout, but he was great. He played... Oh.
He was in Rambo. He's a great actor.
He's an excellent actor.
Right, he was in Rambo,
I let
too.
Him in the gym I was working at for free once.
Really?
He came in, and I watched that show, Crime Story. Remember Dice?
You always
it?
Talk about this,
and,
Crime Story.
And he came in. I'm like, hey, man, you're just that punk from the patch, O'Donnell. And he looked at me like, what are you talking about? I'm like, Crime Story, Johnny O'Donnell. And
you think he remembers that?
Probably not. But he was cool. I said, thanks a lot, kid.
Oh, he's doing good. They're pumping those things all over the world.
Residuals.
All over the world.
And CSI Miami. He gets those,
oh,
too.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get on a show.
Don't we all? Why don't we make one?
What do you want to make? What do you want?
I have an idea for one.
Okay, hold on.
Don't say it now. Because Ross will steal it. It'll be Jeff Ross presents whatever your idea is.
I already have a deal for it. It just...
Let me hear it. But
I can't... We can't... Off. We can't... Everybody in the world...
They'll steal it.
They stole my hockey movie idea because I said it on this podcast.
Slap spot?
No,
slap
I had shot? A... I can say it now because it's being made about the first all-black hockey team to win the Stanley Cup. It's called Black Ice. And...
All Blacks. All Blacks is from where? New Zealand. That's a soccer team called All Blacks.
Their coach is the KKK grand leader. It's like, and when they win the Stanley Cup,
who's making this? Judd Apatow.
Yeah, it's
shut up.
The Stanley Cup, they melt it down and sell it in the parking lot. Rob Schneider was going to be the coach. It was all set up. And then, you know, Reitman was into it. And then, you know.
I think we should make a movie where we work at a news studio. We can call it the newsroom or something.
Right. Mary Tyler
and
Moore
then,
type thing?
Kind of.
Yeah.
And then Earl's always in the HR department. And Brian hires the weather girls.
And I only get like one line an episode. I'm one line Earl. Like.
Yeah.
Oh, you want to be like David Caruso?
I want to be like Jaws and James Bond, where he only had like one line in two movies, but it was very effective.
Oh, my God. It's
what
like,
were
it's,
the lines?
It's like, check it out. Check
here's
it out.
Here's to us, baby.
Check it out. Oh, here's to us, baby. Check it out, baby.
But like, there's never been a character on
Angel?
TV.
Starface, yeah.
Salazar?
Angel
Sa-
and the Wildlife.
I
don't
have to be
Eric
in one
Stoltz.
Movie.
Hey, check it out.
Hey, check it
He's
out.
He's the first comic I ever saw here.
Check it out.
Angel?
And I saw him, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's the guy from The Wildlife. So I started yelling out his lines in The Wildlife.
When Earl, he gets half a stalker.
He gets thrown in the jacuzzi with a girl with big tits. He's like, I got Visa. I got MasterCharge. So I started yelling that out. And he's like, Wildlife, check it out. And then he went into some horrible bits.
I love him.
Get the hook.
Whoa, I love Angel. I remember they used to do the Barrios, the Barrio or something like that. It was like a sketch group, and Mitzi let them do it in the main room. And he had this gorgeous girl he was seeing, and they had a fight, and she beat him up at the top of the OR stairs. It was tremendous.
Sam Kinison stole his girlfriend, didn't he?
Oh, maybe years ago, but Sam was already gone by the time. Sam took a lot of girls.
At the 50th, him and Stephen Bauer were taking pictures with anyone.
Oh, it was amazing.
And it was like, I got to say, I've been up here a long time. It was one of the coolest things. It was like a photo booth. Like, you could take a picture with Manny and Chi-Chi from Starbase.
I wish Rose was here so we could throw her in there as Gina.
Oh my God.
You want to fuck me, Tony?
No.
See Gina with the curly hair? This is Rose look like her.
I mean, you got to get vaxxed if you wanted to go to that party.
Well,
I mean...
Did you get vaccinated, Mr. Holtzman?
Oh,
yeah.
Party?
Well, I think four times. Two boosters and two regular.
Now you got to get monkeypox.
Shit flying off my hand.
Now you're going to get monkeypox from Barcelona. And now...
let's say it's a... Well,
what?
It's
did you do any stand-up over there?
No.
Were you thinking about it or no?
No.
It is amazing how you can just take a break like that. That's, to me, impressive. I would start pulling my fucking hair out.
No, I need a break. I mean, I've been coming here since 33 years, Eleanor.
Why are you talking to me about it?
33 years.
I've been here a
28
long time.
Is a paid regular and 5 before that on Monday nights.
That's amazing.
So yeah. That's a long time.
I get it.
Yeah, but maybe the weather girl bit would go over here.
And I always have good sets when I don't do it for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Because you're so fresh and you're so eager to do it again. And it's just same thing.
I think a break is healthy. I just think it's amazing that you can do it. Like, I get in my head. I don't know if you, like, I'm 15 years, a little over 15 years doing stand-up now, which is crazy. But being here so long... And, like, just, I don't know, we're spoiled getting to go up all the time. So, like, if I'm in Philly and I don't have a spot, I'll start, like, pulling my hair out.
Oh, I'd be done. If it wasn't for the Comedy Store and Mitzi Shore, I'd be done.
Yeah.
I'd be done.
She loved you.
I'd be done. Because you have to ask for things.
Yeah.
And I do not ask for anything. Because I don't want it to put, it's difficult. You
when
know,
people
when
ask
you, know,
you for things.
Yeah, the Palmers.
Nobody asks.
No. Like people ask.
Oh, I always drop dimes. Yeah, I always drop dimes.
Or recommend you. A lot of people recommend.
I didn't
you.
Want to get it in the van. All right.
With the van outside with the names?
Eleanor was nice enough to set me up on some nonsense. And
it
was El Segundo. So I figured I'm going to El Segundo.
It was an MTV show.
Right. Was this a Max Worthington gig?
They said, get into the van.
You know when you do you go and you get booked on
yeah,
a movie?
You get taken to a production.
A location.
Yeah.
Location.
Well, why didn't they just go to
the... get in the van.
I wouldn't get in the van.
What MTV thing was this? Tom Rhodes show?
No, it was going to be...
Did it go anywhere?
No, it was a pilot. They were shooting the pilot. You were part of the pilot.
And I said, I'm
he
not...
was going to be the judge in the house.
Might have been picked up if you went in the van.
Oh, I've had plenty of... Tell them about the time I ripped the girl's card up. Horrible.
You burned some bridges is what you're
well,
saying.
Well, I just Earl, squandered have you... opportunities and just did not... You have to...
But everyone has.
No, I don't know to this degree, but oh. it's like...
What's her name? And she's a big
Jennifer
wig.
Craig is she's an agent over at Gersh, but ooh, at the time yeah. she was at William Morris, and he goes, Jenny Craig, I don't need a diet, and he ripped her card off.
Oh, and she was not having it. She was not happy. I thought she'd get a kick out of it, because nobody would do that to somebody at that statue.
And she said, if Eleanor says you're funny, take my card, and he ripped it up.
Oh, right in front of her, right in the back. And right after I did it, I knew I had made a mistake, perhaps. But it was too late.
You went all in, dude. I can respect that.
Yeah.
Very funny, though. I still think you're the funniest person on the planet.
Well,
we're going to figure it out. We're going to get you out there so people know you.
You got a special coming out.
What about La Jolla? Why can't the three of us go to La Jolla?
Okay, I'll go.
I would do that.
I'll book it. Who books?
Because
it?
I don't ask.
Who books?
Someone
it?
Else has to ask. Because I know.
What do you think? People are just going to show up and give you gigs? I'm the only
that's
asshole
how it works.
That would do that. No, it isn't.
This would be a great show.
I get booked.
I know it would be.
Oh, we work all the time together. I mean, adding you would be amazing.
The hotel room would be a little whack.
Hello.
Last time I did
sleep
it.
Naked. Is that okay?
Yes.
Oh,
Tony's up. Look at Tony. He's up.
Yeah, Tony's like, I'll bring
thanks,
that broad
Tony.
From the sidewalk a couple weeks ago.
Who's booking La Jolla now?
No. Oh, my God. His
oh,
name
the,
just
the
went
new girl.
Right out of my head.
The new girl.
No. Why did you do that? I could see his face, 27, 28. Mike Vinn.
Enrique. Oh, that's the laugh actor.
You know Mike.
I did. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
Mike's
they're
great.
Probably booked up for a long time, huh?
I'll give him a call.
Yeah, but, oh, yeah.
I'll give him a call, and we'll see
this
if
would
we
be,
can book
and,
it.
You know, it'll be up to you to book it when you're in town and you're
of
free.
Of course, I got to do all the work.
Well, you're the one who's always away.
Then we could pop
because,
over to...
You know why I'm away? Because I call people and I get booked at shows.
Right.
I get booked in on weekends.
They want me to come back to Austin.
Maybe. No, we're going to do it. Give me this. Give me this back. Because I don't like what you're doing. It's like the
next,
Holy Lord or something.
The next...
You're doing it's ecstasy?
Like a, yeah, right?
So this is a sanitary napkin.
It's got a little crack cocaine in there. You'll be fine.
I'd go to Austin with you guys.
Well, we were going to do Austin as well. That's in the works. But they did call me for that. And then they recommended
who's they?
You.
Creek and Cave?
No, the Vulcan.
Yeah, I like Vulcan.
Yeah, Vulcan's great.
Cool place.
So how'd you like Austin?
I mean, I wouldn't move there, but I would.
I liked performing there. I thought they were great.
Vulcan was great.
They really are.
Got to see
good audiences.
Yeah, they're there for our kind of humor. I would say
oh, yeah.
our humor is somewhat they, similar. Like.
Oh, yeah. It would be a great show.
They had, we did Red Band show together. That was phenomenal.
I go up, I do 5 to 10, bring you up, and then Eleanor.
No, that's not how we're doing any of
it. Let this. Somebody else do the heavy lifting. Thank you. Rex, sit the fuck down!
Rex isn't barking. I'm nervous about it.
I'll do 15, and then you guys do double headliners.
Look at him. He's
well,
I'm just a jobber. Well, I mean.
Tommy over here booking
well,
the show.
I mean, we got to get Yorsey on. But I mean, we'll have him do the cold open.
I saw Scott Day in New York.
How was Scott? I know I missed him. I think
he looks
I missed
great.
Him by like 2 days. Scott Day was town coordinator here
before Tommy?
For about 7 years. And oh my God, he was so funny. And
he really was.
We would laugh so hard. Steve Moore would be up there all the time. We used to torture each other.
So before Tommy?
Oh yeah, well before Tommy. This was 93 this is before Corey and before Duncan.
Princess Corey. Mm-hmm.
When I got picked up, and I said, when am I going to go down to La Jolla? He said, oh, no, you got to be here a long time before you. But he didn't know me and Mitzi were like this right from the get-go. God.
Mitzi loved Brian.
I bet she
uncomfortably
did.
Loved Brian. He got passed because you want to tell him how you got passed?
Yeah, I don't know the story.
She saw me up in the Ding Dong show.
Let's try that again.
Wait, the Barris Ding Dong show?
She saw him in the OR, and then she said, you'd be a perfect ding-donger.
Is that what she said?
And she put you on the ding-dong show.
And then I was up at the ding-dong show, and I was going
off. He realized what the ding-dong show was. It
what?
Caught on.
Yeah, and I didn't want any.
Do what you do. What happened?
Who were some of the characters? It was like the Dr. Carl era? Like
Sheba, maybe?
Aprovaya?
Another person who killed herself. Scary Perry, Aprovaya. But Brian went on. Hey, tell him how your set went in the billiard.
I was just yelling about bringing people and just Mitzi to hell with, you know, Mitzi this and Mitzi that. And she was
screaming.
In the back,
she was in
howling,
the back.
Do her laugh.
It was like a.
So then after that, she said, "You can do 10 minutes on Monday."
Yeah.
Give them 10 minutes.
Was that a big deal?
10 minutes was the end. That was the final. Like she used to do, I believe it was 3, 6, and 10.
And then I used to do it, and then I'd get off. They were a great crowd, and everybody's laughing. And she'd go, "You can come back if you clean it up." Now come back.
Yeah,
and
yeah. She'd get mad at them.
And then finally one day I said, what else can I do? I mean, what do you want here? I mean, they're laughing very hard. What is it? You know?
He killed in the belly room, too. And he was like, is that enough? Did you like that? And nobody talks to Mitzi like that. Do you know what I mean? Right. Like, and he would just go off on her. I was like, it was like you. There was a very select few people that would talk to her like that, but he would scream at her and she's laughing her fucking ass off. I'm thinking I'm gonna have to haul him out and like fucking put him in a chokehold.
Best
hole.
Feeling in the world to like perform in the OR.
John Mulrooney, that was it.
And Tony Falcone.
And Mitzi Shaw.
Oh yeah.
Laughing in the back. If she was laughing, I could give a fuck about anybody.
That's
my pills.
Great.
They're in my bag. They're in my bag. They're
what acting chops. I really thought you were choking.
Oh, man.
That's amazing.
What a nice surprise. God.
How was your showcase? How'd you get in here? We'll ask Earl Skakel how he got in.
Adam saw me in Tempe with Jeff Richards and Rob Schneider.
No.
He remembered me, and then I had a showcase, and I got passed on the first time.
First time?
Yeah.
Eat shit, Earl.
Wow.
I mean, it was a big, like...
I had a showcase three or four different times.
Yeah.
I mean, but everyone was rooting for me. Like, everyone, even D'Elia came in, you know, and this, you know.
Yeah?
Bill D'Elia.
Wait, but
that
my...
cover, that was a nice save.
But,
no,
my
but
th-
like
yeah, D'Elia's...
2014 era, like...
Yeah, but D'Elia's a good guy. Like, if he liked you, he'd root for you, yeah.
So it was top of the food chain at that point.
Oh, okay.
And so, you know... I did pretty good, and then Brian Moses called me the next day and said, you can start calling in for spots, and I started crying. So.
Aw. Earl, you're a big crier. I like that.
I cried 3 times last weekend at the wrestling convention.
Are you going through menopause?
No, my pussy's tight.
My pussy's tight, too.
I bet it is.
I'm so sorry. My nephew
listens. You love the brothers.
My brothers? That's weird.
No, you love the brothers.
I love brothers.
I have an idea for a TV show.
Okay, let's do it.
You know that reality
show. So you're
saying
the newsroom is no good.
Newsroom's good, but wait, you gotta be like Michael Bay. You gotta have like multiple honeypots.
By the way, Michael Bay, if you don't know, is a gigantic director, producer, and he did a little TV show called Crime Story, which a lot of great.
That's Michael Mann.
Oh.
Michael Bay did like, Michael Mann, he does the action movies.
Yes,
like,
I'm sorry. I was thinking Michael Mann because I was saying this. What I was going to say, Michael Mann is gigantic. Michael,
they're both pretty
Bay
big.
Is phenomenal too. He did all the. Anyway,
Miami Vice.
But Michael Mann, when they were canceling Crime Story because there was no ratings, Dice was like, "What are you doing? I'm going to be the biggest thing in the world in a couple months." And he was like, "Yeah, whatever, kid."
He was good in Crime Story.
But
he was like,
he was
really
nobody,
good.
And he could. They didn't know that was going to happen. They didn't know he was going to blow up like that. But that show could have still been on.
It's very realistic, you know. The main guy, Dennis Farina.
Dennis Farina, phenomenal.
He was a cop in real life. Or, you
so
know,
many great actors.
He was.
Ted Levine.
Dennis Farina was a real. That he had a problem on NYPD Blue.
Why?
Because the redheaded guy,
David Keith,
he thought he was going to be the star. I think.
Right.
And that's why he left. He didn't want to be second banana when he found out that the whole show revolved around that guy. Isn't that the story?
I don't know, but I like Dennis Farina.
Oh, I do too. I'd like to meet him. He's great in that.
It's going to be hard to meet him.
Dead now, but.
Oh, did he pass?
Way to pay attention.
Where's he buried?
Wait, so what do you want Michael Bay to do? Blow everything up?
No, no.
That's what he does. He blows everything up.
Reality shows where it's at. So you know that show Big Brother?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You take 20 people in a house, and you have a show with 20 black guys, and you call it Big Brothers. And
this will probably get greenlit quick.
It might. No, and when they get kicked out of the house, no one leaves. So it's just a clusterfuck.
Now you're calling squatters?
Yeah. So the winner is the one who has a credit rating of above 100.
You know who
Earl,
I really like?
This is so racist.
But
I don't even know how to
that's
feel.
That's the type of humor. Big Brothers.
You know who I like a lot? Is that
Let's go
Cat,
back to the newsroom.
Cat Williams.
Oh, Cat's excellent.
He threatened to kill Adam one time.
Did he?
There, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, but he was going through some shit.
Oh, he's a good son.
Tell
me the story of this, Eleanor.
Yeah.
About how our friend did something wrong. The Jackie Chan guy.
Peter Chan.
Yeah, the guy who, the
Jackie Chan. Feng Chao?
He's a wild
Jackie
card.
Chan.
Chris Tucker.
Yeah, what happened to Chris Tucker? You told me the other day.
What did I tell you? I love Chris Tucker.
Yeah.
He's still working.
Is he working?
Yeah, he got sober.
But he went away for a long time.
No, but he didn't go away for...
Did he get blackballed or something?
No, he got...
Cameron loves him.
He was so fucking young. They picked him up. He was doing movie after movie, making a ton of money. The kid was drinking, like, when he came here, he was drinking, like, fruit punch. And then he, you know... All that stuff, it's hard. Fame is a fucking hard thing. I know everybody goes, oh, but you're making millions and millions. You still don't know what it's like. And so, you know, one thing led to another, and he got...
Oh, maybe he...
He got a little... He got hooked into some shit, but he sobered up, and he's doing great.
Yeah.
He's been acting a lot. He was in Silver Linings Playbook.
Like, Cameron loves him.
Oh, he's so fucking funny, and he's on tour all the time. He's doing stand-up everywhere, so I love when people... Like, he has been gone so long just because he doesn't do $20 million pictures anymore, because kind of they don't exist anyway.
Nobody gets that kind of money anymore. But they're not announcing it like they used to.
I don't think people get that kind of money anymore.
Streaming services now.
Yeah.
Like that movie.
They can't pay like that.
Just got canceled. Batgirl, $90 million. They just scrapped it.
Yeah, why did they cancel that?
I don't know. I just, that's crazy.
Maybe they found out she wasn't a Batgirl.
That's a Tony Falcone joke.
Let's make a Catgirl. She's a real pussy.
Right. No, they should make her trans. You imagine the weapons?
Ooh. Secret weapons.
Right.
If
you imagine
will.
That, like, it'd be like Spider-Man that shoots out the web and gets the person.
So what's going on at the comedy store right now?
But what did you want to know about Chris Tucker other than
what happened to him?
Yeah, because he was a hit with those Jackie Chan films.
Mm-hmm.
So he should have been.
I
huge.
Know, but he wasn't. You know, got stuck in some dumb shit. So
he never really left. You know, it's like people think Carrot Top's washed up or whatever. But he's killing it in Vegas.
$20 million a year or more by now.
Or more.
But like.
Carrot Top works his ass.
People are like,
off.
Where's Carrot Top? He's making money.
Sleeps in his bed, his own bed every night.
Good
goes over
guy.
To that damn pyramid.
Chairman of the board.
I just
Luxor.
Saw him at, I was headlining at the Tropicana in Vegas and walked over to see Rogan and gang. It was Tony Hinchcliffe and Brian Simpson and all those guys. And Carrot Top was there and Pauly Shore.
How long ago was that? Because I heard there was a big... It was
July.
Just everybody just...
End of June.
Oh, this year?
Of July.
Just this
yeah.
year? Oh, wow.
It was like 4th of July. And I didn't get to see Rogan because he was on stage and he was going longer. I was like, fuck. I thought he would get off and like in between my shows we could hang out. But he was doing longer and I missed him.
And what hotel was that?
Where he was? MGM. He was across. I was at the Luxor. I mean the Laugh Tropicana. Factory. Laugh Factory.
Harry Basil.
Yeah. Basil.
I want to go to Reno again.
Let's do it. Really, you want me to call Harry?
I really like that restaurant.
Yeah,
where I found about the...
we went to a fancy restaurant at the end.
Oh, that restaurant, great. But just the regular one that we ate at all the time. That's good food.
Yeah. Where we had
the
vouchers.
I think that's a better restaurant than the one in Las Vegas, maybe.
100%.
Yeah.
That's a good little... it's like a cafe, like a diner.
But
and
the food
it's open
is real
24
good.
Hours.
It's like New York food. It's really... They
it's
give you a
good.
Lot, and it's good.
Yeah. A reasonably priced, but we had vouchers.
I bet you did.
Remember, we took the stalker guy that came to see us.
Do you want to come to Reno?
With you two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would go with you two.
I like this show. Traveling Idiots.
Yeah, but I love you guys, so I would go anywhere.
Well, that's the whole thing you want to do. You want to work with people that you get along with off stage, so it's not so uncomfortable.
Yeah, we were playing, what was that game called? Cornhole, that I almost beat yet.
Oh,
motherfucker.
Wow.
I love Cornhole.
He came back. He was wearing a suit.
That was in Austin.
No, that was in Reno, and that was 110 degrees.
Okay,
we were
it was Reno.
You were sweating.
It looked like Austin.
You had that tie, that bolero tie, whatever it's called. What's that called?
A bolo tie.
Bolo tie. Bolero. I'm the worst.
Hello.
God damn it. I don't know shit.
I go to Austin with you guys. Shield me from some
Earl,
freaks.
Do you do the road at all?
I mean, I have enough TV credits to do it, but I don't want to fucking hump to Jacksonville and play the Comedy Zone. I'd rather do voiceover gigs.
What? Yeah. Do you do a lot of voiceover?
Yeah. You have a booth in your residence?
I do, actually.
That's what they do.
You have a booth in your residence? What do you
like
mean?
Like a voiceover.
It's like
you
a little phone booth.
Just have the equipment.
Well, no, I mean, I've designed a full-on system, you know, because I'm going out on these, you know, pretty fat gigs, so I can't just do, you know, me and the Mr. Microphone.
You have a great voice.
Yeah, and then you just send it off to them.
But I enjoy doing the road. Like last week in Nashville, that was not doing the road. That was like...
Oh, yeah, he got to do the Ric Flair roast.
But, I mean, that's the road, but it was...
It's exciting. Nice. Do you know who that is?
The wrestler.
Good.
But, like, doing the road with you guys would not be the road. That would be doing comedy. Like,
right. I hear what you're saying.
So, but, you know, some people love the road. You know, like, love...
I just like performing and making money.
That's what
money.
I want to do, yeah.
You get paid on the road. You get paid a little more than staying in town.
Like, I sent a note to Wise Guys in Vegas.
Nice.
You know, I mean, because I've seen who they headline. No disrespect, but I think I could hang. Well, I mean.
Well, you, with your credits from this place, should be able to get you over there, right?
When did this place become such a big credit? I'm not shitting on it. I love it, but I didn't know it was a credit.
People really perk up when you say, oh, I'm a paid regular. Like, definitely cuts through a lot of red tape.
It's interesting. I just, you know what I mean? I work wherever they'll have me. So
I think when Adam took over and made, you know, he reached out to Rogan and Joey and the resurgence, I think 2015 to now, it's like, oh, you're a paid regular at the store? Come on in.
Somebody said, how dare they not take my call? I'm a regular at the store. And I just started laughing hysterical because the person was, yeah, they got passed.
Well, do they have any other credits other than being passed here?
No.
I mean, that's...
That's kind of ballsy, yeah?
Yeah, I mean...
I was in a butter commercial.
What was the butter commercial?
You just see my back of my ear.
Okay.
I'm in the background. I don't speak.
It's like Jeff Scott in Back to
were
the
you
future.
Churning the butter, or what were you
no,
doing
no,
with
it was,
the butter?
Oh, it was like,
were.
They were like talking
I know,
about.
I do.
They
I
were talking about the butter and.
I'll churn your butter.
They just got a little bit of my earlobe.
Okay, just like a fit, like a POV, like a.
Yeah, like Jeff Scott in Back to the Future.
How'd you? I'd like to be a regular on Progressive with Flo.
Oh yeah,
you want to do her commercials?
Yeah. They could headline.
She's a comic.
I never met her.
I never met her either, but I heard she's a comic, so I was like, "Wow!" Or she's an improv.
Oh, she's doing great.
Well, God bless her. Dude, Willie Mack, he's on that Verizon commercial.
Willie really hit the jackpot.
He could probably
Verizon
headline
too,
just based on that commercial, like the Verizon guy or whatever. Mm. I think it is Verizon.
There was a McDonald's commercial years ago that Alex Thomas got, and I can't remember the.
Yeah, I know.
It was the "Hey Calvin" or something like that, right? He's walking through. Yeah. "Hey Calvin," and they're like, "Oh, I know him because he works at McDonald's." Like, it was such a big deal, but it got Alex so much work, just a commercial. I mean, but that was in the 90s, so I don't. I feel like they don't do it as much now, but things like that, Progressive, Verizon, where Willie, like those guys, the Toyota lady.
My one buddy Gabe, he's probably the top white commercial actor because he's just he's like Kevin Christie. He like
just
he could be anything.
He's non-threatening.
Yeah, he could be the guy eating the McNuggets. He could be the FedEx delivery guy.
Mm-hmm.
He kills it. Like,
I don't get commercials. I've been on hold for two of them, but I don't ever really book.
It's tough.
Commercials are tough. I think you would kill it in commercials.
Oh, I get mad at them.
You got to get in the van and go to the location.
I go in there once. First of all, you go there and everybody looks just like you. So right off the bat,
sometimes you
want to
go where everybody looks the same. You remember Charlie Cozart?
And then, oh, yes. And then she said, you know, pretend you're floating and there's a balloon. He goes, "Oh, fuck you, lady."
You dumb bitch.
Yeah, you know.
Here's your balloon, bitch. Yeah. Take the balloon, bitch.
Stick it up your ass and show me your hole, you dumb bitch. Sorry, I can't.
Are you still doing your podcast?
It's
hiatus.
Yeah, I want to finish up with the special and get that.
Okay, but you'll bring it back.
I got to concentrate on that right now.
And I'm excited for people to see your special. I think it's going to be literally special.
It's going to break you, dude.
I agree. I think it's gonna break the internet for sure. Now, if you end up in jail or on the road, I don't know. I can't. Stop wiping the table with your shirt.
Oh, man.
You have to go on stage.
Yeah.
You think it'll be sold out tonight?
I hope so. Second show. Second show Friday's tough.
Is that the dirty at...
Yeah.
Where does it say it's the dirty show? Is it on the
lineup, it says it.
Because the guy from Vegas called me about that. He wanted to know who named it that.
It's called the Dirty... Oh,
he has the Dirty at 1230. I don't want to mention his name.
Oh, that
guy. I love him. He's great. Oh, yeah. I took Brian. He's great. I didn't even think of that. So, but like, you're right.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know who
you know
named
him?
It. Yeah.
He always asked me to come do it. But
Gabe is a great guy.
I'd like to say his
name. He's a
Gabe
great
Lopez,
guy.
Dirty at 1230 at the...
It's hilarious.
Stratosphere.
Brian, where...
It's the casino.
South Point
Casino.
Yeah, where all the locals
every Friday
go.
It's the longest running show in Vegas.
It's so good. It's so much fun. And I hate when I'm headlining because I can't do that show. Yeah. If you're featuring, you could go do that show. But, I mean, I might just go just to do it.
I might ask you to talk to him.
Oh, my God. I would love to do that.
You know that guy?
I mean, we're not best friends, Gabe's great. But like,
I know
somebody
him.
Needs to drop a dime on me, and maybe I can do it when I'm doing that Skank Fest in October.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure he's going to be part of it. So I'm sure they'll...
Skank Fest?
Well, because don't they use... Oh, that's right. They use just certain venues in a certain area,
it's going
right?
to be down near... it's going to be downtown, downtown
LA.
Oh,
okay. Okay.
At the Palm Hotel.
Got it.
And it's
the Palm. The Palm.
I mean, South Point, I wonder if Lewis is checking that out because it really is such
a
fun. And Gabe's
a
cool guy.
The room was packed.
It is weird that they call it the Dirty Show. I think they should call it something different. I don't know who named it. I just know that all of a sudden they were like, oh, we're trying to do a late night dirty show. And I was like, oh, is this a show I pitched to Netflix? But like, I wanted it gritty in the OR. Remember how I was saying late night? I never called it dirty. I just said late night. So, but usually late night can get a little dirty.
It's possible.
But, you know, I was talking about like when we go up in front of 10, 15 people.
Oh, I love
people.
That.
It's my favorite, but people hate it. But I'm like, it happens here all the time. So.
Well, I pitched the Comedy Central exec after roast battle. He's like, we'd like to do a special with you. I'm like, I want to do it in front of 10 drunk people in the OR. Like, 1:30 in the morning. He said, yeah, our our fans aren't that smart. Like, but that's what happens.
Smart. That's fun.
Yeah. I mean, that would be hilarious.
What's amazing is people forget, like Dice did Day the Laughter Died, and he did it in front of 8 drunk people at Dangerfields.
Right. So it can be done.
Late night. He did 2 of them. They went platinum.
But just on the visual alone, like, and I do this joke on stage, but, you know, every special looks the same. It's a packed room. It's
exactly. It's boring. That's not how we come up.
Imagine if you turn on one of our specials and, you know, the audience be like, I think I was at this show. Like, you know, there's 10.
Most of them, they'll be like, man, I should have went to that show. There's nobody there.
But I think people would watch it just on the visual alone of.
In the OR, the grittiness.
Anyway,
the whole...
I like it even better in the main room. It seemed more
empty. I don't like
empty.
The main room. Yeah.
10 people in the main room, that would look horrible.
I love the main room as a when
it's packed,
full.
Yeah.
I like the OR when it's like gritty like
Brody
that.
Did his special in the main room when it was kind of dicey.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He did it when it was not as...
crowded.
Yeah. You could definitely hear the silence.
But I think that's
hilarious. Because the main room's too big. It's the OR is a little more compact, so if you only have 14 people and you get those 14 people to laugh, that's a big feat, but you also hear it.
That would be so funny, and I'd want to do it at the end of a 3-hour open mic, like just drain
hilarious.
The audience. Just drain
because it's so hard.
So they're gassed.
And that's when a comic really works.
Yeah.
Or at least I think.
You got to go right to the weather girl bit when that shit's happening.
Show me the hole. Yeah. Show me the hole.
I don't care what the weather's like in the Inland Empire.
Inland.
Asshole.
So when, do you have any idea when your special's coming out? You're not sure yet.
You're part of the machine. You'll be the last person to know.
It's the best.
Just to first they have to
we gotta
put edit, it together.
We got to put it, got it. Okay.
And then they got to go and sell it. So who?
Well, I'm excited for you.
I do the voiceover for it. You need a voiceover? Ladies and gentlemen, now presenting Brian
Holtzman. Mr. Earl Skirkle.
I'll put my name
that
in
actually
there
isn't a bad idea. We'll see. We'll try to get you in.
Yeah, do like the announcement. You know, when Kiss comes, you wanted the best, you got the best, the hottest band. Say, you wanted the best.
You're
he couldn't
steal
make
steal an
it.
Opening?
Yeah, 100%. That's how comedy works.
What is all these beads? Or I'm a little nervous about that.
I'm into the Axl Rose jewelry collection. This is what Axl Rose does.
All right, guys, we got to wrap it up.
Trust me, most of you couldn't afford this one, and this is.
Wait, don't leave, Brian, like that.
Austin, come on, dude. I wasn't going to do this. I had some other plans. I had some loose ends I had to tie up tonight. She says, Holtzman's the guest.
I hope you didn't tie her up too tight.
I called the broad, said, another night, Toots. Trust me, she'll be back.
She'll be back. Okay. Shit, I just sent something. Who is he calling? Who is it?
Please not Peter.
I only have like 2 names in my phone.
Mine, when you sing Beverly Hills. Do you want to play Beverly Hills? Can we get kicked off the air?
Beverly Hills.
That's where I want.
Only be you.
Hey, you're on the pod.
Is that Jimmy Schumann?
You're on the podcast with Eleanor Kerrigan and Earl Sankle.
Tubit, Schumann.
You know, whenever I'm on the Comedy Store podcast or any podcast, I have to call Schumann.
Shuby.
What's up there, Skakel? What's up there, Elder?
What is happening, Shuby?
Where are you now?
But I'm
I think it's snowing on the phone.
I'm in Florida. I have a gig tomorrow night in Clearwater. I'll be driving over there.
Clearwater with 2 O's?
You know, I'm just living my best life.
I bet you are.
Yeah, everybody misses you here. We want you back. Don't you miss the valley? Don't you miss the fucking valley? Hell no! Fuck the fucking valley! If I wanted to live in the valley, I would have stayed on Long Island, bitch! Right?
Brian, you gotta calm down. Schubert, you're up very late, and I Schubert like it.
Schubert dooby doo, he's up to no good.
Snowing in Florida.
So, how's the family?
The weather boy.
Everybody's good.
How's that, Bruce?
What? Get shot?
Brian,
we're on a podcast, huh?
Well, we're doing a podcast. Schubert, I don't understand.
How's that
saying.
Bruce Smirnoff doing, the cat man?
Bruce fine? Baby man?
Hey, you're in the middle of a podcast, Brian. I think you should
We were going to wrap it up. I mean, what a better closing.
Back in Jimmy Schubert. USA.
All right, guys, thank you for joining us. Brian Holtzman, you can check him out on his YouTube channel or Calling Random Strangers, his new podcast.
It's called Chin Up.
Chin Up. Yeah. Chin up. It's going to be okay.
Tell the waitresses.
Oh, man. These waitresses. Have you seen the waitresses lately?
Calm down.
Oh, there's a new group here.
There's a Ukrainian waitress. And we're all
very
happy.
Funny comic, actually.
We're actually happy she's here and safe. You know, if she was over in Ukraine, they'd be pulling a train on her. You know, those Russian soldiers aren't woke, you know. They'll pull a train. They'll rape that waitress.
Okay, so anyway, we have checked every box of inappropriate. And
inappropriate,
he also said,
Earl.
He said here she doesn't get raped by the soldiers. She just has to fuck the manager.
When are you going to have me on your podcast?
Dude, I
okay,
tried,
we can talk
bro.
About that after.
I've had you on.
You had me on
you
with those
have
bimbos.
A problem at the very end.
Well, dude, like,
I love you. I don't care.
I
love you
go
too,
to
but you got me on with these two bimbos who are yapping, trying to do comedy. Just show the melons.
Wow. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, take
Earl
it easy.
Earl Skakel.
Enjoy the rest
Holtzman.
Of the summer. Will you? Have
you
a good
summer. You
can
see them soon behind bars. Thank you guys for
what? Thank you.
I will be in Canada, House of Comedy in Vancouver. I almost said Ventura. House of Comedy.
Tammy would put a club there.
I love her.
She keeps it real.
Tammy's great. House of Comedy in Vancouver. I can't even say it. The end of August, the 24th through the 29th. So
yeah,
come out.
Drop a dime
check
on
it out.
Me when you go up there.
I will drop.
Just give him one of these.
Oh, good. I got to hand out your fucking... Okay. Thanks, guys.
Hey, we're going to Reno. We're going to Reno.
Yeah, yeah. I go to Vancouver.
It's over.
You guys. Can you get over the border?
Eleanor's done with us. She's going to shut it.
Go do a spot.
Shut the fucking machine off. I'm done.
Guys, Comedy Store Podcast is back. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Please leave us your negative and positive comments, mostly negative.
You can follow me at Rick Ingram. I only accept positivity in my life.
The new Rick is here, and EJ Kerrigan still with the negativity, but like and subscribe.